This Arts Roundup is presented courtesy of the Sanlam Art Collection and Gallery. Live with confidence and experience a selection of the best South African art at the Sanlam Art Gallery in Bellville. Encounters Film Festival starts next week, and there's a great opening number to make it all happen. And we're going to be speaking to the programmers and the publicist. That's going to be Taryn Joffe and Joyce Sapeka. Taryn, let's start with you. Give us the background.
Thank you so much for having us here today. So we're very excited to be making a return to in-person after 2 years of a virtual festival. We're in a post-COVID world, and Encounters is the leading documentary festival in Africa. It's been running for 24 years, and it's a 10-day event. So it's taking place from the 23rd of June until the 3rd of July. And our biggest drive is to get more people to engage with documentaries on the African continent that enlighten and engage and inspire. And we're very excited about the lineup this year.
Well, why don't we start with you, Joy, and tell us about the opening film.
The opening film celebrates the life of Joseph Shabalala and Ladysmith Black Mbaza. It's the first film about Joseph's life, his background growing up in Ladysmith, and the rise of Ladysmith Black Mbaza locally and globally.
This is fantastic, a wonderful way to start the show and in Cape Town. And I think we should also mention, Taryn, that it's not just happening at the Labia. There are other spaces that will also be available at in Cape Town.
Absolutely. It will be happening at Bertha Dockhouse and Isi Vivane in Cape Town, as well as in Joburg and at other outreach venues.
That's fantastic. Joy, you know, I know you and I talk films a lot. So some of the highlights for you, and particularly seeing we're on FMR, things that have a music component to it?
We've got a number of musical films this year. Besides the Ladysmith Black Mbaza film, we have a wonderful film called The Conductor, which is about one of the original female conductors in America and who's made her name around the world. Her name is Maren Alsop. Maren Alsop, I can speak further on her. The other film is a film that has won the Oscar and has won the BAFTA and was the audience winner at the 2021 Sundance Film Festival called Summer of Soul. It celebrates a festival that happened around about the same time as Woodstock, but has gone unrecognized. It happened in a park in Harlem, and it's the music of the late 60s, early 70s, gospel, rock, soul, and some of the leading artists like Nina Simone, Stevie Wonder, Sly and the Family Stone, and some of the great gospel artists of that time.
It's also wonderful that you know that it's something that people don't know about. Taryn, something that you want to perhaps comment on?
Well, I just wanted to talk a little bit more about The Conductor, because we're really delighted to be showing this, and we'll actually have an introduction by the Cape Town Philharmonic Orchestra. So this is a film that illuminates the world of classical music performance. It looks at the astonishing conductor, looking at her accomplishments. She's someone who's won the MacArthur Genius Grant, and she currently holds the position of the music director of 3 orchestras internationally. And it's a film that really looks at her struggles and triumphs, especially in a male-dominated musical environment.
She certainly has broken the glass ceiling, as they say.
And one of the interesting things about her is that her mentor was Leonard Bernstein. And there's some wonderful footage of her being trained by Bernstein.
And the remarkable thing I know about, because I've got a sneak preview, is that she has continued in being a mentor to other groups, and I think this is amazing. And some of the other things that come to mind?
Cesaria Evora, who is an artist from the Cape Verde Island, a wonderful, passionate, soulful singer that has quite a following in this country. Another film that we really must mention is a film called 3 Minutes, A Lengthening, which is a very strange title, but it's about a home movie that was taken in 1938, somewhere in Eastern Europe, we think Poland. It shows a number of people standing outside a building, and we know because it's 1938 that these people are going to be taken to the concentration camps. You have a feeling as you're watching it. 3 minutes of film, then made into a 90-minute documentary, analyzing every inch of that film, trying to identify the buildings involved and bringing together the history of that moment. And it's an exceptional piece of documentary filmmaking.
Talking about documentary filmmaking, which is what this is all about, what are the other areas that you cover briefly?
We're focused on education, youth, politics. will be supporting a Ukrainian film. We also focus on LGBTQI issues. We strive for gender parity in our program, so we place a big emphasis on films about women as well.
To get the program for the Encounters International South African Documentary Film Festival, do go to their website or go to mapmyway.co.za, which will be constantly telling you what's happening on the Encounters scene. This Arts Roundup is presented courtesy of the Sanlam Art Collection and Gallery. View the collection at the Sanlam Art Gallery in Bilville or go online to blog.sanlam.co.za. The Sanlam Art Collection, founded in 1965, is one of South Africa's largest corporate art collections. Irma Stone, Nudes 1916 to 1965, curated by Emeritus Professor Michael Godby in collaboration with the Irma Stone Museum and select private collections, is the current exhibition on show. The exhibition traces Stern's treatment of the nude in different media over her long working life. Gallery times are Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Entry is free. Guided tours of current exhibitions or work in storage are by appointment only. Visit blog.sanlam.co.za. FM.